This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. Washington Wise from Charles Schwab is an original podcast that unpacks the stories making news there. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, May 16th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $10 million. That's how much stock Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz bought on May 10th. That's according to a form he filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission last week. Schultz, who was acting as interim CEO of Starbucks, the third time he's held the role, now owns 19.5 million shares of the coffee giant in a personal account and another 2.2 million through limited liability companies. The move comes at a tricky moment for Starbucks. The company's stock has dropped about 35% this year, while the S&P 500 has only dropped roughly 16%. The company is also contending with unionization efforts at several locations, and Schultz has halted Starbucks' buyback program. The next number up is $68.72 million. That was the revenue for clean products company Honest Co.'s most recent quarter. It was slightly under analysts' expectations and just one disappointing figure from the company's report. Digital sales dropped by almost 20% compared to a year ago, and retail was 11% lower. Honest Co. had benefited from two pandemic trends, online shopping and increased sales for sanitizing and disinfecting products. Now, consumers are returning to in-store shopping and shifting their purchases elsewhere. The company said it expected revenue to match last year's, which came in at about $319 million. If the company hits that, it would beat analysts' current expectations. Honest Co.'s stock has dipped about 60% so far this year. Our last number is 15.3%. That's the new stake that Berkshire Hathaway has in Occidental Petroleum. The Warren Buffett-led company bought about 900,000 more shares in the company last week, according to a filing with the SEC. Berkshire now has 143.2 million shares of the energy company that are worth about $8.5 billion. Some speculate that Berkshire may increase its stake to 20% or potentially aim to take over Occidental. The energy company reported earnings last week, topping last year's earnings and beating consensus estimates. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, May 16th. I'm Zoe Zathmary, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.